visiting teaching message. Become an instrument in the hands of God by preparing for the second coming of our Lord. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. How can I prepare for the second coming of Jesus Christ? Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30. If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Four matters are indisputable to Latter-day Saints. 1. The Savior will return to the earth in power and great glory to reign personally during a millennium of righteousness and peace. 2. At the time of His coming, there will be a destruction of the wicked and a resurrection of the righteous. 3. No one knows the time of His coming, but 4. The faithful are taught to study the signs of it and to be prepared for it. We need to make both temporal and spiritual preparation for the events prophesied at the time of the second coming. Preparation for the Second Coming, Liahona and Ensign, May 2004, page 7 and page 9. Kathleen H. Hughes, former First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. Ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of small things proceedeth that which is great. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 33. The great work we wish to do will proceed from small things. One of those small things I have learned is that I must find the time to fill my own spiritual reservoir each day. Out of Small Things, Liahona and Ensign, November 2004, page 109. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The Lord expects us to be as faithful, as devoted, as courageous as those who went before us. They were called to give their lives for the gospel. We are called to live our lives for the same purpose. All dispensations prepared the way for the first coming of the Lord and His atonement. Similarly, history and prophecy laid the groundwork for the restoration of the gospel through the prophet Joseph Smith. Do we have eyes to see that the events and prophecies of our time are preparing us for the Savior's second coming? Preparations for the restoration and the second coming. My hand shall be over thee. Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, pages 91 through 92. How can I be an instrument in the hands of God in helping others prepare? Doctrine and Covenants, section 34, verse 6. Lift up your voice and cry repentance, preparing the way of the Lord for His second coming. President Spencer W. Kimball, 1895 to 1985. To be a righteous woman during the winding up scenes on this earth, before the second coming of our Savior, is an especially noble calling. The righteous woman's strength and influence today can be tenfold what it might be in more tranquil times. She has been placed here to help to enrich, to protect, and to guard the home, which is society's basic and most noble institution. Other institutions in society may falter and even fail, but the righteous woman can help to save the home, which may be the last and only sanctuary some mortals know in the midst of storm and strife. Privileges and Responsibilities of Sisters. Ensign, November 1978, page 103. End of Visiting Teaching Message.